The following podcast contains swearing.
Okay.
Right, the challenge is...
What?
We're going to do a theme tune. David's Daily Digital Dollop. Do you know what a dollop is?
Oh, yes.
Do you know what a dollop is?
A dollop of information.
Yeah, exactly. Like a little nugget of something.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do.
Should we type it up?
No. We'll be good. We're going to... I am full of my own self-importance, which is why I am recording my life.
And I, his name is David Eagle.
Thank you, Lucy. I didn't want to say that myself, because it might come across too egotistical.
Now let's talk about stuff that you will be talking about on your blog.
Yeah, good idea. I will talk about things I've done. Maybe I have done a gig and maybe something has gone terribly wrong.
Now you might think that this is very bad, but...
Okay, let's claw it back right now, Lucy. End this jingle in style.
I'm Lucy! Woo! Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye. Bye. That was bad. Why did I do that?
Yeah, it was going so well until you started, Lucy. Hello, Happy New Year, and welcome to David's Daily Digital Dollop. This is Dollop 1 of hopefully 365 consecutive daily dollops, i.e. blog posts and podcasts. My plan is to generate new content on a daily basis in a bid to make me more creative and productive, get more people to my website, get more of an audience, and create lots of ideas that I can potentially use for other projects, maybe stand-up comedy, for instance. If you're listening to the audio podcast version of this blog, which you are, then you'll have just heard an improvised introductory jingle, or at least an attempt at a jingle, from a children's keyboard, myself, and my 11-year-old niece, Lucy. Lucy came over during Christmas, and I got her to record some jingles in the hope that having a child's voice on the podcast might be quite endearing, and it may endear me to you. Or perhaps you feel that I've roped her into child labour, and that within the first few minutes of this podcast, I've already demonstrated that I am clearly the type of person who is happy to exploit children for my own gain. In fairness, though, she does sound like she's enjoying herself, although I suppose I could have just beaten her until she pretended to sound happy. But I didn't, obviously, before you start thinking of me as the Joe Jackson equivalent of the blogging world. Joe Jackson being Michael Jackson's dad. So, we're just 2 minutes into this podcast, and already I've made a joke about child beating. Don't worry, this isn't going to be a recurring, frequent theme on the podcast. Maybe just once every other month. However, getting her to record jingles for the blog has created a bit of a worrying problem. Lucy was excited about hearing her jingle on the podcast and wanted to know where she could find it so that she could listen to it and share it with her friends. This prospect made me a bit anxious, as much of the content of this blog probably won't be suitable for young ears. Tomorrow's dollop, for instance, contains the words fucking cunt. And that's not the kind of language that I think her parents would want their 11-year-old child to hear. If only she was 12, then obviously that wouldn't be an issue. I've decided in order to circumvent the potential awkwardness of her listening to such profanity, I will have to create another daily blog which is child-friendly. I can then put her jingle at the start and then talk about things that are more appropriate for children. Lucy seems to watch a lot of YouTube videos of teenage girls trying on clothes and talking about teenage things. So I'm probably going to have to try and mock up something like that, which, to be honest, is probably going to be an even more taxing project than the adult blog. But it's the only way that I can think of to combat the problem of having a lot of 11-year-old children listening to this blog post. So I need your help urgently. If you can put me in touch with a teenage girl to try on some clothes for me in front of a video camera, then that would be very helpful, thank you. Although I've just realised that this now creates a whole new set of issues. Oh dear, I've got myself into a bit of a bind. I am fascinated by where this daily blog / podcast might take me to prison, if I keep on this thread. How I'll feel about it in 365 days' time, perhaps I'll be depressed, having been unable to think of anything interesting to talk about for the last 300 days, aware that it is completely irrelevant anyway, as there is now no longer anyone actually bothering to read this, or listen, or maybe I'll relish the opportunity of recording on a daily basis, and the blogs will almost just create themselves based on the multitude of comments from readers and listeners. The only way to find out, though, is to do it. Who knows what subjects will be breached, what exciting avenues will be entered, or how many blind alleys we'll venture down together, and how many 11-year-olds' parents I will anger. I have vacillated about whether to do a daily blog or whether it's a good idea or not. My reasons against doing it are that I thought it might be a little bit egotistical to consider that people would have the time or the inclination to read and listen to what I have to say on a daily basis. I've never felt compelled in the past to rhapsodise about the ephemeral and inconsequential trivialities of my daily existence on Facebook or Twitter, which a lot of other people seem to enjoy doing. Yet now I'm choosing to go to the other extreme, writing a few hundred words a day. Do I really think people will read this and listen? I don't know. I've installed a stats facility on my website, so I'll be able to know how many people are accessing what I'm writing and recording, but I know that I am quite stubborn when it comes to things like this, and so even if I soon realise that there is literally no one accessing these blogs and podcasts, I will still keep churning them out day after day with a bewildering, depressing intransigence. But let's not get all negative at this early stage. You never know, I might end up having 5 frequent listeners / readers, which would be absolutely incredible, and it would certainly make the whole venture worthwhile. Or perhaps in 365 days' time I'll be signing a lucrative deal with the BBC for the rights for them to create a TV serialisation of this blog. But one day at a time, my friends. There's a blog post with the words fucking cunt in it to enjoy tomorrow, so that's something to look forward to, isn't it? Suddenly the month of January doesn't seem so bleak. I know how to draw the crowds. But I don't intend to pepper my blogs with lots of swear words, but the particular story tomorrow does require the use of those words, so hopefully that doesn't offend people, and hopefully I don't lose too many people over that, but you know, if I get literally lots of people saying, look, we'd love to listen to your blogs, but we'd rather not have those words in, then maybe should I bow to my audience, or should I just say, no, you fucking cunts. I was really enjoying the casual jokes about child abuse, David, but then you had to go and spoil it, didn't you, with bad language. That's probably what my dad'll say to me on the phone later today. He does read my blog now and again, which I do find quite disconcerting, but perhaps even a parent's love isn't strong enough to endure 365 consecutive daily blog posts. Right, I best be off. I need to go and put on a dress, pretend to be a teenage girl, create my first child-friendly blog about fashion, and then give the link to Lucy to share to her friends. What could possibly go wrong?